Palmer, St. Helena, California, February 25, 1907. Palmer Pacific Press, Mountain View, California. Dear brother, I thank the Lord for his care and keeping power. God is good. Although in my 80th year, my strength is wonderfully preserved. I have every reason to be grateful to God, for he gives me health, and his rich grace is constantly bestowed. I feel his peace in my heart. My brethren call on me to go to different places to bear my testimony, and when I can, I go. But I have a work to do at home that must not be neglected. I must do all I can to get my writings prepared for publication. Yesterday, I had presented to me the advisability of supplying my books direct to agents in fields where few are sold. Thus, I would receive a larger income. I laid the matter before my son, W.C. White, as it had been presented to me. Then he told me how he regarded the proposition, and in conclusion said, "Mother, unless you have special direction from the Lord, I advise you to make no new moves. It will bring perplexity to others and additional care and burden to you, and you have cares and burdens enough. In every new move, we must consider the interests of the whole work." During the night, I had instruction as to the best course to follow at this crisis. Our work now is large. Many new books must be brought out, and we must handle all parts of the work wisely. We must do our best to encourage our publishing houses in America and in foreign countries. Should I, as author, take up the work of handling my books myself, discouragement would be brought on our offices of publication. We have urged our publishing houses to give up commercial work, and they have done this. Should we bring confusion into the subscription book work, it would give them occasion to return to commercial work, and this would bring in delays and hindrances to the work of filling the world with our literature. At this period of our work, we must guard every step we take in reference to the publication of our books. I have been plainly shown that we must secure as canvassers men and women of ability. Much of the effort that has been devoted to the sale of medical books should now be given to the handling of books that contain the present truth for this time, that the evidences of our faith and the issues that are before us may be known by the people. The revelations that have recently been made regarding the characters of the leading officials of San Francisco are a warning regarding the principles that rule the lives of those who make void the law of God. They do not respect a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." They do not preserve justice, mercy, and the love of God. And the calamity that has befallen San Francisco is an example of the fate that will befall other cities where God's law is trampled underfoot. The testing truth that must come to the people in these last days is to be set forth in clear, straight lines. The men who are urging a Sunday law do not respect the word of Jehovah. He says, "Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations." Exodus 31, verse 13. I was instructed by one of authority that our work is to be carried on conscientiously by our own believing people. We are to unite our forces solidly and work for the glory of God, multiplying the evidences of truth in every possible way. The Lord God is our counselor. Christ is our mediator and Savior. We are to bring into the work every living agency who feels that he is chosen of God to do, not a common, commercial work, but a work that will give light and truth, Bible truth, to the world.